Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We want to talk now about food, specifically food made from produce grown at a local farm that we recently visited.
Oh, Todd, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You have to come over and introduce yourself and, of course, show us all these lovely things you have on a tray here.
I brought a lot. I hope you're hungry. It's my job. I feed people.
It's your job. You've got a great job.
That's Todd Heberlein, executive chef at Volante Farms in Needham. Yes, executive chef at a family farm. Inside the farm's massive greenhouse in Needham, Heberlein demonstrated how he uses the abundant local produce this time of year in some creative dishes.
You have a tray of lovely lovely things here. Why don't you explain what you have?
All right, we'll get you started here. This is a roasted beet hummus. So we pretty much follow the same idea of doing a hummus, but we take some of our great homegrown beets and toss them with some za'atar seasoning and roast them and then blend it in with the chickpeas and the tahini. And aside from the color, which is really striking, the flavor is really, really stands out. So this one is a summer vegetable pasta. It's roasted corn and arugula pesto and zucchini and squash. And it's one of our favorites because when we go through so much corn, we get a lot in the kitchen. So we cut all the kernels off the cobs, and then we take the cobs and we make corn stock with it. So when we go to cook the pasta, we don't use regular water. We use the corn stock.
Corn stock.
And that gives it that extra little something.
Showing off produce like this is just one way that farms like Volante's are adapting to an increasingly competitive market and several challenges. Supermarkets carry locally grown produce this time of year. There are tons of farmers markets, also rising land and labor prices, and of course, the issue for all farmers.
Your biggest challenge is a completely uncontrollable variable in the weather.
That's Steve Volante, one of the co-owners of the farm, which has been in his family for four generations. His great-grandfather, Peter Volante, started the farm in Massachusetts in 1917 when it was primarily rural just outside of Boston. Now, there are almost 1,600 produce farms in Massachusetts, but very few are in greater Boston where real estate is at a premium. In fact, a poultry farm down the road from Volante just closed after 80 years in business.
Suburban farms are a rarity. A lot of them have gone to development. Certainly this is prime real estate. That's worth a lot of money. What would prevent you from just saying, you know, we could sell this to condos?
Yeah, I think my grandfather might just come out of his grave and attack one of us if we pulled something like that. It's a lot more work. You're always on call. The place is always open. But, I mean, we employ a ton of people. I think everybody who's here, who's been here for a long time, who's stuck around, has been, for the most part, they're happy with it. They really enjoy their jobs. And I think we provide a huge service to the community because there aren't the reason this place is special and the reason places like this are so special is because they're so rare.
Now, rather than transport produce into Boston to sell, as his great-grandfather did, Steve Volante works to make the farm itself an attraction. About 5 years ago, they opened a massive farm stand, which is like a small supermarket. It sells not just the farm's produce, but all types of groceries, specialty foods, and chef-made meals. Volante's field manager, Ryan Conroy, showed us around.
And it's a huge farm stand.
It is huge. It's five times the size of the one that was here previously. So what we do is we bring in as much homegrown as we can grow here in our fields. We're probably growing about 150 different varieties of vegetables.
Conroy has worked for the Volante family for more than 20 years. He's also helped with another new endeavor for the business, the Volante Farms Cookbook, which was just released to celebrate the farm's 100th anniversary. It's a book that combines the farm's history with recipes using some produce exclusive to the farm, some new recipes, and some of the family's traditional Italian dishes.
We wanted to make a book that could celebrate everything from the farm and what to do with it, and kind of recognize what a benefit to the community this family has continued to be and how they've had to adapt over the years to continue to make something that could stay here and could still be a family farm after so many decades.
Right. How'd you choose the recipes? I mean, they run from cocktails to vinegars to, you know, kimchi.
I would say we just went with what we like already. I mean, a lot of these are things that are in Todd's repertoire already. And then some of the family recipes that are in there were from the Vellante's own cookbook as well. And
well, can we go see how where the produce grows?
We should go look at it.
Yeah, okay, let's go.
So we're walking out into the main home field now. We've been farming this field since 1963 when Ferdinand Vellante moved the farm here from its location on Dedham Street in Newton. And we've got about 10 acres here. We're looking at a little bit of corn that we'll pick later this week off in the distance, and some scallions and several crops of radishes. Off the other side of the field, we can see broccoli that we've been picking this morning, some squash and zucchini, and even a few blueberries up on the hill under that netting.
Is it 10 acres total?
So we're 10 acres on this field, and so that's one of the things about growing in the suburbs like we are. We're split up between three different fields in Needham. We have 10 acres here, about 15 acres over on the other side of town, and then we lease another 6 acres down off the river.
Well, this is beautiful. Beautiful.
And this is actually, the spot we're in right now is where we hold the dinners in the field. Chef Todd and his kitchen crew take the produce from the farm, and we'll turn it into a 5-course meal.
Now, those peppers that you told me about.
Yes.
The cornetta peppers?
The cornetta peppers,
yes.
Are
those out here?
Those are not in this field. We're growing those over on the Charles River Street mm-hmm. field this year. But that cornetta pepper, story goes that Ferdinand Vellante brought that pepper seed with him from Italy when he moved here. And we have kept those seeds in the family. Ferdinand Vellante used to drive down in the morning after he would clean the peppers first thing and kind of hand a cookie sheet of them out the window to us, and we'd gobble them up with. So hard to eat a roasted red pepper at, 7 in the morning, but you manage to pretty easily if the, crusty loaf of bread and red peppers slathered with oil. And
are there any other Vellante Farm
exclusives?
Here? Is that the exclusive?
That's the most exclusive. We also grow our plum tomato is a, I would call it an exclusive. It's a Mr. Gallinelli plum, and Mr. Gallinelli was one of Ferdinand Vellante's very good friends. I wouldn't say it's exclusive to us, but it's definitely an heirloom seed mm-hmm. that we are very proud of and doesn't come in a packet.
As long as you're the expert, I feel like we should ask you this. Like, how do you tell a good tomato, and does it depend? If I want a cooking tomato versus a salad tomato, what's your advice? What do you do?
So salad tomatoes, that nice, regular, nice red salad tomato, or for, maybe a nice sandwich, you can't beat an early girl. Those are just wonderful. So much flavor in them. But when it comes to any sort of heirlooms or just even different sauces, the more different tomatoes you can put in, the better, to really get that complexity of flavor. A nice caprese salad with 3 or 4 different colors of tomatoes really will wow somebody.
And never in the fridge, right?
That's such a touchy subject.
I know. That's why I'm asking. You're the expert.
We keep our tomatoes at around, generally in the 50 to 58 range. For the homeowner, I've never, ever, ever believed in putting them in the refrigerator. But the science is sort of saying that once they're ripe, you can.
Hmm.
And that's the best way to keep them. But the taste just doesn't stick for me. I like that warm tomato taste is really what sells me on a summer tomato.
Now, some say you can refrigerate a ripe tomato so it will keep longer. Others say that completely ruins the fruit. So, back at the table, and as part of journalistic research during peak tomato season in New England, we decided to get a taste, as well as a second and third opinion. And what about tomatoes? Because there's a lot of different opinions about a good tomato, right? And refrigerating tomatoes.
Never.
Never.
Don't refrigerate it. And the thing with our tomatoes, they're so beautiful, but they're, they don't last, weeks and weeks on the shelf like the things you see in the wintertime. You're looking for a little bit it depends on when you need them. If you're looking for something to use right away, you want it somewhat soft, but you also don't want it to mush when you go to cut it. So a little bit of firmness is good. If you can have a little foresight to buy them a couple days ahead, that might be ideal.
So never refrigerate.
Right?
No.
I'm sticking with my guns.
I'm acknowledging that the alternative opinion exists, but we are in no way endorsing refrigeration of tomatoes. No.
We're going to pick tomatoes. Let the sun get high.
That's Steve Vellante with Chef Todd Heberlein. We also spoke with Ryan Conroy, who helped write the Vellante Farms Cookbook. There's more information at our website, radioboston.org, where you can see pictures of the farm, the food, and check out the recipes for the roasted beet hummus and the grilled cornetta peppers. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.
Like a rain water falling on the countryside, I'll be your sweet water, darling, when the world runs dry.